This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The Karen Reed retrial every day takes another turn, another plot twist, another piece of evidence that the prosecution says will show that Karen Reed killed her boyfriend, a police officer. And then the defense is there saying, no, this piece of evidence shows that the time was wrong. This phone says this.
It's so confusing.
There's a lot that is going on. Emily D. Baker, everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. You can watch her on YouTube. It's fantastic. She will do like a picture-in-picture. So she'll have the trial happening, and then she's there commenting, explaining. What I love too is she's a little bit behind, so she can stop for a minute, explain something, and then catches back up. You know, she'll fast forward through some
and
of the
face is like my face. You know what she's thinking.
No, that is it. That is
and I appreciate it.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. You definitely know what I'm thinking. My face is captioned. Yes.
I thought you were going to pull your hair out this week. I really thought you were going to pull your hair out this week. You know, when we talked to you last week, you know, one of the things that you said was you felt like the prosecution was doing a better job at telling their story. Now that we are another week in, do you think the prosecution is still doing that for the jurors?
And compared to last trial, I think the prosecution is doing a much better job of telling their story. But they still have the facts that they have, and they have the witnesses that they have. And not all of those witnesses and facts are helpful for the prosecution in their case in chief. And that is one of the things that is consistent in this case, is when there is a fact that is helpful for the prosecution, as you said, it can be also argued in another way. And as we get into the very first law enforcement witnesses this week, and we get into some of the tech experts, even the tech experts, as we saw yesterday, have some variance in their report of like the last time John O'Keefe used his phone. But we know that the timing of when the Commonwealth thinks that Karen Reed hit John O'Keefe is going to be highly contested and very important, because the jury still hasn't seen how the Commonwealth thinks Karen Reed hit John O'Keefe with her car. We've heard her statements. We've seen clips of interviews from various media presentations she's done, but we still haven't seen how they think it happened. And I wonder if we're going to start getting into that this week. The prosecution said they thought 3.5 weeks for their case. That puts us at next Wednesday. And we still haven't seen cause of death, medical experts, and accident reconstruction. And we still haven't seen the lead investigator. And the defense, I think, did a very good job yesterday of highlighting, former Trooper Proctor, the lead investigator. And now the jury's got to be sitting there going, wait, former? That's the first we're hearing this. Mm-hmm. Wait, where is he? Because now we're hearing this name over and over again, and we haven't seen this witness yet. So there are questions starting to build.
What, from the last time we spoke until today, what are the two big takeaways from the last few days of court? that you find impressive or interesting? Or...
The red Solo cup of it all. That was a wild.
It holds fluid well.
That and the leaf blower.
Okay, I asked Emily.
Sorry. Go ahead, Emily. My apologies.
No, I'm waiting for Solo to make that part of their ad campaign that it holds liquid well, because now that's evidence in court. That is now a fact in court. But I really wish that witness would have explained, and he tried to, but his demeanor was a little difficult, tried to explain it was an emergency situation and they were doing the best they can. They didn't think they could wait. But instead of going to 34 Fairview and knocking on the door and asking for help, they went across the street. It's the first time they learned that the home across from 34 Fairview had an, you know, Arlo camera pointed, it seems that maybe at the door, but law enforcement never canvassed the neighborhood to ask for cameras. And we learned yesterday the reason some of Jen McCabe's phone calls disappeared isn't, the tech expert said, because she deleted them, which is what she said. It's because in 3 days she had made over 200 phone calls. And those were no longer stored because of how many phone calls she made. Mm. It's a lot of phone calls. We also learned that the lead investigators didn't go to the autopsy, which from the jurisdictions I've practiced in is incredibly unusual, especially in the death of a police officer, that the lead investigator wouldn't go to the autopsy. That's a very unusual thing. And yes, now the jury has seen the leaf blowers and the red Solo cups. They've also seen, though, that pieces of taillight were found right near John O'Keefe's shoe on the street, right near the curb, in the general area of where people said Karen Reed's car was. But then we have a timeline that is somewhat in debate. And they heard Karen Reed's voicemails for the first time. And those voicemails, though I think the defense can explain them, are not easy to listen to in court.
Yeah.
And they aren't all very flattering. Is that enough for a conviction at the end of the day? No, but the jury is getting two sides of a story and the prosecution is walking them through that story. And I think we're getting close to accident reconstruction. But I wonder if the prosecution's not going to call Nicole Albert, Brian Albert, and the rest of the civilians that they called last time, because they've kind of moved on from 34 Fairview.
Yep.
So we might not even see it.
It's unbelievable the way this is all unfolding. And if you, again, want to follow along with our good friend Emily D. Baker, download the Law Nerd app. You will get alerts to tell you, you know, because there are breaks in court and they will tell you, hey, we're back on. This is happening. And on YouTube, which is great, too. If you miss it during the day, they mark each section. So if you wanted to see one particular person's testimony, you can go in later and just watch that section as well.
I feel remiss because they did bring in the media meteorologist this week. I can't believe I forgot that they proved that it was snowing. That did happen this week, too. I thought he was delightful.
I forgot about that. I don't know how you've done it this week and how many concerts you've been to over the past week and a half. I mean, you've been at a concert every night.
Almost, but it was Metallica and Limp Bizkit, and it was amazing. And, you know, they come and play when they come and play. It had to be done. But I wanted to know if you all are going to start referring to the snow by the level you can track a cat by, because that has been some of the most delightful testimony in this case so far. It was just really, really a nice light moment in court in a very heavy and contested case.
Emily D. Baker, find her on social media, find her on YouTube and on the Law Nerd app. We'll talk to you next week, Emily.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.